Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's Monday. It's your man, Teenager, about to get it all to poppin', as we do about this time. Got a great show for you today. Real quick, we're going to get into the political stuff. You know, take a couple minutes for that. But we got a very special guest today. We got my man E, the R&B hip-hop rock star on the show today. So we're going to have a good show. You know what time it is. Monday, 7 o'clock. Well, else would you be? So you got an hour radio. It's your man, Teenager. We'll be back.
I thought I told you, I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move. Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. And who's who, what was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. But it's which gives this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. You got that, we don't care who got next.
What's poppin', people? We are back. It's Jermaine C. Major. Once again, we got a great show for you. We'll get right into it. Before I do, I'm not by myself, so I gotta say hello to my co-host.
What's going on, man?
Really
C. Major, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Good. I just want to say what's up to everybody out there. We just had a wonderful time, didn't we?
I'm still tired. I ain't getting no sleep.
You ain't getting no sleep?
Yeah,
You're used to not getting sleep, right?
Yeah, I do this.
Mm-hmm.
I do this.
Of course.
We're never going to get into that before we get out of here. But before I do that, really quick, like I do at this time, we are approximately 15 days away from November 4th. For those of you who don't know what's going on November 4th, it's the biggest election of your lifetime. If you can still register to vote, because some states you can, you can still log on hiphopourway.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can log directly onto our radio page, which is wegotnow.hiphopourway.com, and register to vote. We team up with Rock the Vote. So you can do that directly on the page. We will be taking that down within the next week or so because every state that you can register early will be closed at that point. And some states you can do it actually at the polls, so you won't be able to do it on the website. So we're going to be taking that down soon. So make sure if you haven't done so, you can in your state. Make sure you get that on and pop it because this is very, very, very important. I'm sick of us talking about people not looking out for us and this, that, and the other. Now it's our chance to make a statement. Whoever you're voting for, I told y'all who I'm voting for, but whoever you're voting for, make sure you get it in and you make that happen.
Poverty, so, put it out there, right?
Yeah, that's that.
Exactly.
We got a very special guest today. There's somebody I've actually had a chance to work with. He's a real good dude. I'm going to let him speak on his bio and do what he does. E Boogie, what's good, man?
Hey, what's happening, everyone? How you doing?
How you doing, E?
Hi, how are you? Is this CC?
Yes, it is, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. What's good, C Major?
What's good, sir?
I'm well. I'm very well.
That's good. I want you to forgive me off top because I called you E Boogie, and that's just a habit. We're talking to E right now.
E, it's just regular old E. Don't be adding all that extra mess on there, right? It's just E.
E Boogie is fine. You know, you and I, we have a little bit of history together. So, you know.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's explain the history. Can we explain?
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to congratulate you on doing real big things. You're definitely getting your grind going. And I kind of know, because I've, like I said, I've kind of seen the growth and everything come up. But tell the people, the R&B hip-hop rock star.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
That basically came from just the different musical influences that I'm into. You know, R&B, of course, you know, with the vocals and everything. Hip-hop, of course, you know, by the music. I'm a avid hip-hop lover. Also, that's where the E-Boogie comes from because I'm a DJ as well, so hip-hop music is definitely well-rooted within me. And the rock star is just, you know, the swag that I have.
Mm.
You know, whenever I'm performing on stage, I'm high energy when I'm on stage. I'm keeping you entertained the whole entire time. So I just fused that name together, and that's where it came from. That's where it came from.
Okay, so you're not actually, like, with a metal guitar or doing anything like that up there?
Nah.
The real leather pants rock star thing we're going for? Okay.
Yeah, we haven't, we're not really into that whole thing. I'm trying to, like, to keep it smooth and so on and so forth. You know, it's, like I said, the whole rock star thing, that's just an attitude. That's just a persona that I portray. That's really what it is. And the name just really clicked with me. It's long, and I got to commend you, C, because you are actually one of the very few people who say that name right. I get all kinds of, it's kind of crazy when I get introduced on stage or in interviews. This is E, the R&B rock star. This is E, the hip-hop rock star. This is E, the rock star R&B. I mean, all kinds of, like,
everything.
So, you know, I kind of got to take it in stride, and like, it's the R&B hip-hop, R&B before hip-hop. Rock.
Right, I got you,
okay.
I got you.
So, you know, but yeah.
Hey, you touched on it briefly, and we'll kind of talk about what we were talking about earlier about the E-boogie and the E thing. Tell us about the DJing versus the R&B singer and how you balance the two. And two, which one do you lean to more?
I basically lean to... That's a really good question. I don't think anyone's really asked me that. It's kind of hard to say because I think both characters, if you will, they have their own space that they occupy. And I don't mean to sound like a psychopath when I explain this, right?
Not at all.
I don't talk to myself or anything like that. You know, one personality doesn't overtake the other.
Have the alter egos and all that.
It's none of that going on. There's no power struggle thing going on between the two people, but E-Boogie, if I had to sum it up, he's hip-hop. He's strictly hip-hop. You know, he's the DJ. You know, he's got to be on amp status majority of the time. So, you know, when he's DJing, you know, he gets the mic and he does his thing, you know. E is, I would say, is more of the smooth, laid-back, subdued character. You know, he's the R&B artist, and his demographic, he's catering to the ladies, so he's got to be, you know, he's got to be smooth like that. So, the two facets of me, they pretty much coincide rather well. You know, there's really never been a problem separating those two. Or as far as who I lean to more, that's really hard. I really couldn't answer that truthfully. You know,
I can respect that.
Yeah, because I think I've leaned to both of them pretty equally. Because yeah, both of them, they make up who I am, you know.
I can definitely respect that.
So did you get like your – I'm sorry, excuse me. Did you start off DJing, or you were always singing, like, as a child, or what exactly, how did you get started?
I was always singing.
Mm-hmm.
I was always singing. I even dabbled in being an MC for a minute. But my mother always wanted me to sing. You know, she said, no matter what you do, baby, you know, sing, you know, always sing. You
well,
know.
That's a voice. That's how she
sounds. That's my mother voice.
Okay.
Kind of gruff. My mother didn't sound gruff like that, by the way. I'm kind of recuperating from the festivities over the weekend.
Right.
But she always wanted me to sing. So singing has always been my first love. The DJing is basically that came into play because I'm a music lover. I love music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how that came into play. And, yeah, the singing has always been something that I've always done. People tend to know me more as a DJ because that's how I really began to get my name out there as DJ E-Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people knew me like that. And then it's still funny how when they realize that E and E Boogie are the same people. They go, "What? Right. I didn't know you sing."
Like, wow.
I sing. You know, so it's cool.
I told you. I remember we talked about this. Like, I think it's like 2-3 years ago, and I'm still waiting to see it. I want you to DJ one day and just come behind the DJ booth and just start singing and bug everybody out.
It's funny that you mention that because we talk about that all the time too. We just haven't figured out a way to do it.
Right.
You know, we haven't figured out a way to do it. I mean, there's some things going on right now where you may actually see that. So
see, that's a good look.
Figure out a way to kind of do that, but you know, because we don't want to come off corny while doing
right,
it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like some chocolate type stuff right there, right?
I say sex and chocolate.
You want to come off like sex and chocolate and dropping the mic?
Wow.
I got you. You've been fortunate enough, and this is why the DJ R&B thing is so interesting to me. The Urban Independent Music Awards. You won a DJ of the Year award, and the next year come back and win the R&B Artist of the Year award. Like, how does that feel to know you're being recognized in both arenas?
It's
the same. It's like the even keel.
It feels really good, you know, because I know I put a lot of time into what I do, and I know that my team works really hard to keep my name out there. You know, this game is, as you well know, it's not an easy thing to get into. You got to be pretty thick-skinned to get into something like this. You know, in any facet of business, I say you got to be pretty thick-skinned because you got to take the good with the bad. So to be recognized in both arenas like that was really cool. It was mind-blowing to me, really. And I still kind of sit back and go, wow, you know, me, little old me, it takes a little bit for me to grasp that whole concept, but being recognized, it's a good look. It feels good, you know, because we all want to be recognized for what we do, no matter what it is, whether you're an entertainer, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a fireman, policeman, whatever. If you do something that you feel is a good thing and people recognize you for doing something good, a good thing, you know, it's a good feeling.
And something that you love as well, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I got you. Let's talk about Philly. Mm-hmm. You're from Philly, but obviously we both know you represent D.C. As well. Faces in the Crowd. You were actually in that. For those of you don't know, that means you're doing it real good. Just to make a long story short, in Philly. How does that feel knowing that your home team, you know, where you were raised, it's still representing you, even though that you technically don't live there anymore?
That was a really surreal experience to perform in Philly like that. It was a good feeling to get out there, and people really took to me once I said that I was from Philly. You know, mm-hmm. I lived in West Philadelphia. People kind of like, "What, really?" You know,
right.
So Faces in the Crowd to have their event in my hometown like that, it was a bit of a homecoming for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to get out there and perform and show my native hometown what I can do and what I've been up to, which is great.
Yeah.
People really, it was really well received. And Faces in the Crowd, I thank them for everything that they've done for me because they really catapulted my career to another level. Being involved in that and taking first place in that was just the coolest thing.
Right.
That was so cool, you know. It landed me a meeting with some people at Universal Records,
mm-hmm.
and I have one of the A&Rs at Universal Records who's paying very close attention to my career and my development and all, and he actually put me on a couple of writing projects for one of their artists on Universal label, and I was really fortunate, and that all came from Faces in the Crowd.
What's up?
Right, cool. Now, Philly definitely has, like, its own little vibe when it comes to music, everything from Jill Scott all the way to, you know, like a Freeway or something like that. Do you think that Philly has influenced your music in any way, or?
Oh, a great deal. It has influenced my music a great deal. I mean, just even before Jill Scott and, mm-hmm. And Jasmine and the Roots even came about, I was very heavily into the writers and producers of Philadelphia. You know, even mm-hmm. growing up, you know, my aunt kept me well versed as far as all the Philly songwriters. Like, I'm trying not to date myself, but Gamble and Huff, you know,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Gamble and Huff. I mean, they had a record label out there called The Sounds of Philadelphia, who wrote for people like Teddy Pendergrass, you know,
mm-hmm.
Love TKO, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've always influenced me. The Philadelphia Sound has definitely influenced me, so I tried to take that whole vibe and just bring it here. You know, I live in
mm-hmm.
D.C., I rep D.C., I rep
mm-hmm.
the DMV. What's up, my DMV peoples? You know what I'm saying? I rep
them right.
to the fullest. But, yeah, I'm a Philly cat. You know, I'm definitely a Philly cat as well. But, yeah, the music out there has definitely influenced my style a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up. Speaking of your style, that's what we're going to do. We'll get into one of your joints. I still have a few questions for you. Like, we're going to talk about your album, The Prelude.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about your Velocity Magazine Award nominations. And we're also going to talk about, this is something that I've been getting emails about before your interview even started. Because I put it up out there. The over 1 million MySpace hits. People are amazed
mm-hmm.
that you've done that, and they want to know how you did that. So we're going to play your joint, we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to get into those questions. We'll be back with E, the R&B hip-hop rock star. We'll be back.
Okay. My name is Eve. Yes, sir. Hey.
Regret. That was my man E. That joint is called You Like Me. It's a very, 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 very hot joint.
Mhm. And on that song, we see him do a little bit of both, right? He got the little R&B and the hip-hop going on there.
Yeah, a little bit, pretty much. Yeah.
What's up? No, that's what. Is that off your album, The Prelude?
No, that's strictly a promotional track.
Okay.
That's something that I put out there for everyone. It's produced by Grammy Award winners Avila Brothers. They did Usher's Confessions and Missy Elliott's stuff. They did Tweet. They did a little bit of everything. These guys are hot.
Okay. Let's do this, E. We have a caller from the 410. We're going to take the call and then I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay. That's what that
410, you're on the line with E. What's good?
Hi, E. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Do you know who this is?
Yes, I do. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to say I'm very proud of you, and I'm just awaiting your CD to come out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It'll be out very soon. We got everything wrapped up, finally. But it'll be out really soon, and just, you know, your support is, I definitely appreciate it.
Oh, you definitely have my support. You know that.
That's what's up. That's what I need. I need support. I need it.
You got it.
Thank
All
you.
Right, thanks for calling in, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye, Matt.
Sound like you're blushing a little bit over there, yeah?
All right, who's that? Come on, E. All right, who's that? We got to, come on now. Who's that?
That's a very, very, very special person in my life.
Oh, very, very, very special person.
That's someone special in my life right now.
All right, they're doing a little Jay-Z and Beyonce thing going on here. They ain't trying to let us know, so just keep it on the low. All right, very, very special friend. Thank you for calling. That was cute.
I'm not even mad at you, Playboy. let's talk about the upcoming project. We touched on it a little bit. The Prelude. Tell us what we can expect from this project.
You can expect 13 of the most diverse tracks that you. I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I haven't listened to the album in about 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and I just revisited the album like maybe a week or two ago, and
mm-hmm.
I still get the same feeling that I've gotten when I first heard the album in its entirety.
Oh, that's what's up.
I just still get that feeling like, oh my God, this is, you know, this is a great album. You know, 13 songs, all written by me, co-produced. I have some wonderful producers on the album. My man Jules on the album, my man Max Method is on the album. He did the single Like That,
mm-hmm.
plus two other tracks. I have a gentleman out from the Netherlands who did a track. His name is Big Dog. That's my man. He
mm-hmm.
did a track called On Everything. I did a duet with a young lady by the name of Miss Cherry, who's
mm-hmm.
from the Netherlands as well. Awesome
mm-hmm.
singer. And I also feature my man, Mr. Wright, who's a spoken word artist, excellent artist as well,
okay.
who's also on that track. So 13 songs, all different. You got your club bangers. You got your solid mid-tempo tracks. You have your ballads. Everybody will come away with something different from this album, and I'm really, really, really proud of it.
Well, they're filling you online. I'm in the chat room right now. And they're definitely filling that track. So this is what I want to make sure we do. I want to make sure we get this out there. I want to talk about your MySpace. So before we talk about it, give out your MySpace and people will be able to actually get your music from.
Okay. You can hit me up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/eprelude. That's E-P-R-E-L-U-D as in David E, eprelude. You can also hit me up on I have an interactive website, but my chat room is buzzing right now in there, too. It's www.rnbhiphoprockstar.com. So hit me up there as well. I'm on there all the time, as well as MySpace, chatting with everyone and just getting. I have a bunch of more exclusive material on that website as well. That's not even on MySpace right now.
Mm-hmm.
So just really taking advantage of the whole viral marketing promotion thing.
Right. Right. A million hits, huh?
Yeah, a bit over a million. Maybe 814,000 hits.
All right, look, that's the exact number. That's what's up.
We got to keep
track. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And one, right? You counting them right now. And one more. Okay.
Yeah, and one more.
All right, that's what's up.
And one more.
Right. So tell us, how did you do it? Because everybody wants to know. That's the question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did it take to do that?
Man, just, again, I gotta thank my team, Fat Cats Entertainment. Enrique says, what's up, by the way, C Major.
Tell him, what's up, what up?
My team, I mean, I can't thank Fat Cats Entertainment enough, because it's just one of those things where a situation happened with the company that kind of catapulted them into making sure that I was in the forefront. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that event happened, it's just been about me. Not to sound selfish,
mm-hmm.
but really, it's been about me all along. And with their help, we're always on MySpace. And like I said, we just took advantage of the whole viral marketing and promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm everywhere. People, you can Google me right now, you know, R&B hip hop rock star, and I'm the first. I pick up a whole page, bang!
Wow,
right.
A whole page. You know what I'm saying? But that again, that's just from me being a part of a lot of blog communities. I blog a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I put my name out there that way. Doing the music on the internet. Producers hit me up all the time. You know, could you get on my track? Could you do collabs and things of that nature? Of course, I can't do all of them, but I still keep in touch with all of those producers, and, you know, they put my name out there like that as well. So they shoot my name out, and it's just a constant grind, man, every day. We're on the web every day, you know, just making it happen.
So basically, to make a long story short, he's not going to give away Ultimate Secret, but the Ultimate Secret is get out and do it. Stop
right.
Sitting on your... Stop sitting around waiting for it to happen to you. You have to go get it. Pretty much that sums it up. Would you agree?
And you and I, again, you know, our history together, we talked about that before, a long time ago.
Right.
You know,
right.
You got to put, you know, if there's any artists out there, if there's any artists in the chat room right now, please. We are in an age right now where we can control our own destiny. We don't
exactly.
have to wait for a record label. Not taking anything from the labels. You know what I'm saying? The labels are in place because they have the money. If you are a talented artist, if you have a talent, the only thing that separates you from any of the major artists out there is capital. That's the only
right.
thing. Okay?
Right.
But you can create that capital if you get out there and you got to promote yourself. You got to sell yourself. You're a brand. You're the brand name. And that's what I am. I'm E, the R&B hip hop rock star. I'm the brand. Fat Cats
right.
Entertainment is selling the brand,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, I mean, that's ultimately how I got to the point of over a million hits. And coupled by the fact that I did a remix for Ryan Leslie's Diamond Girl, that
right.
really just jumped. I mean, that just blew it completely out of the water.
Right.
That blew the
right.
whole thing out the water. Once I put that up on MySpace, and you can hear that on my website, R&B Hip Hop Rockstar.com. You can hear that remix on my website, so definitely go there, check it out. It's on the homepage. You can hear what the fuss is about. So now, E Boogie, I should say, he plays that in the club, and people are like, "What? Where did you get that from?" So I'm giving
right.
copies of this record out, and of course, on those copies, it has the MySpace and the website address. People go to the MySpace page, and boom, there it is.
Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off. This is what we're going to do. Y'all, we're continuing this conversation. We're going off live, but we're continuing this conversation. Log on. We got now.hiphopourway.com to hear the rest of the show. Let me talk about the Velocity Magazine Awards. First of all, you've been nominated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What can we expect from your show?
From my
show? You're performing, correct?
Yes, I am performing. I'm performing Could I, which was produced by Jules. It's going to be one of the singles off the album. It's a ballad. I'm really excited about performing this song because my show, in general, if no one has ever seen any of my shows are interactive, number one, and number two, they're theatrical. I spoke about this gentleman once before. I have a spoken word artist who rocks with me. His name is Mr. Wright, the poetic therapist. And the both of us together on the show, it's just, we tear it down. We have so much fun on stage, and I'm so proud of this dude. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to add something different to my stage show as opposed to having a hype man, per se. I don't like to think of him as a hype man.
Right.
Because he's so much more than that. He's a spoken word artist. He's incredible. I'm performing Could I at the Velocity Magazine Awards, and all I can say about my performance of Could I is that it's going to be a theatrical experience. That's all I'm saying right now.
Right.
And I said that you have performed with the likes of, like, Music Soul Child. How was that experience for you? I know you talk about your performance being, theatrical. How was it working with him? Because, I'm a huge fan of Music Soul Child, so how was that?
It was great. It was great opening up for Music Soul Child. I was at the Sonar Club out in Baltimore, of a crowd of over 1,000 people, and that was my first real big show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing more intimate dates prior to that. And how I got that, a gentleman sent a call out to Enrique, said, hey, Music Soul Child is looking for an opening act for his show. Come on out to this place tomorrow and audition. I went out. It was like maybe six other acts. I went out, auditioned, and they picked me on the spot. Boom.
Wow.
Like before we even left, it was like, you're in. They were like, you're in. And that was it. So, the experience was really, really, really great. I was nervous as hell. I was the first artist to go on. You know what I'm saying? I was the first artist, and thank God I was the first artist that went on, because I think there were like three or four other acts that went on after.
Oh, they get a little salty by that fourth one because they went.
Yeah.
So the first up, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it was kind of. But again, my show, I like to treat myself as an artist that you don't know me. You don't know who I am. This is your first time seeing me. So if you give me 15, 20 minutes, it's going to be the quickest 15, 20 minutes you've ever experienced, because I do a style, my style of performing, I do it medley. It's like a medley of my music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving you quick snippets, in and out. I'm in and out. Maybe one or two songs I may do in its entirety, but at the same time, I'm keeping it live. I got to keep it live because I don't want to bore you. I'm putting myself in your shoes as the consumer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're watching an unknown act and see you've seen it, I'm sure Miss DC, you've seen it too. If you're watching an unknown act, the last thing you want to see is this person doing their song that you don't know in its entirety, and they're doing five, six of them joints.
Yeah, another one. Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, we adopted a style. Okay, well let's do it like this. They don't know you. We gotta devise a way where we keep the crowd interested, and this is what we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did at the Music Soul Child show. And by the end of my performance, everyone was like, oh, my God, where can we get your music? And again, back to the viral promotion thing, we had CDs with the information, gave the CDs out. And, yeah, so it was a really good experience performing for Music Soul Child.
That's what's up. Well, look, we've already kept you over time, but people wanted certain questions in the chat room, so I wanted to make sure you got all the questions. That we're definitely going to have you on again, too, because I want to continue this conversation and make sure we get into everything. Definitely look forward to seeing you at the Velocity Magazine Awards.
I'm looking forward to seeing you too. I hear you're the man at the Velocity Magazine.
I'm working on it. That's all. And all I gotta say is this: I can remember conversations we've had years ago, and it's funny how everything that we said is kind of coming into fruition right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to commend you on that for your stay with itness and staying on your grind no matter what the situation was. You stayed humble. You stayed about your business, and I salute you for that, sir.
Thank you, man. And again, you know, going back to that, you know, me as an individual, and I can even speak on the behalf of my team, we never believe in burning bridges for the simple fact that in this business, it's a big business, but it's a small business too, because you run into the same people at the oddest times. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I always want to make sure that I keep a good rapport with everyone that I run into, because I never know when I may need them for something or vice versa. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's never any, and I've worked with some complete crazy people.
I'm sure you have too.
But you just kind of got to sit back. You know, you react to it initially, but you just kind of got to sit back, take it in and go, you know what? It's all good. I came out unharmed. You know, I'm a professional through and through. I'm going to conduct myself like that on every level, you know.
Right.
And I commend you, too, because you still doing your thing. And that's
the
main thing. We gotta keep it moving, man, because you have the knack for, you know, your marketing ability is definitely on point. You know, you've always had that. And, you know, I commend you. I've been watching you kind of went underground a little bit, but I do this for a minute. I kept up with you for quite a bit. So.
No, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. Well, look, we're gonna get it on the poppin', man. We're gonna get some live stuff going at the Velocity Magazine Awards. We'll be there. You'll be there. It's gonna be a good time, man. We're gonna have a good time.
I'm looking forward to it, and I just want to thank everybody. In the chat room, I thank y'all. I love y'all. Please, you know, continue to support that independent music. I'm independent major, basically. And when I say that, I use major tactics in an independent world. You know what I mean? So be on the lookout for my album, The Prelude. It's coming out very, very, very soon. Hit me up on MySpace. Hit me up on my website, www.rnbhiphoprockstar.com. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with each and every one of y'all, because for real, without y'all, even R&B Hip Hop Rockstar wouldn't even exist, man. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean that.
That's what's up. All right, man, we're going to be in touch, man. We're going to get up.
Yes, sir. See you next week.
All
right now.
All right.
That was E, the R&B hip hop rock star. Great interview. Like I said, we're gonna definitely make sure we get him on again. So he has a lot of good knowledge, and he's a real good dude. So
yeah, he definitely dropped like a lot of jewels. I just one thing he didn't mention is that also people you have to have some type of a talent as well. There's so many people out here that are trying to do something, but they just don't have it. But he's definitely talented, and he has that he has everything going for him right now. He's definitely trying to do it.
He has a real good business acumen, which a lot of people don't have. He has a good business
mind.
So that's a good look. Really quick, this weekend we had a great time.
Yes, we
had
did.
Had a Tyron weekend. Howard Homecoming was very crazy.
Off the hook, off the hook. HU, you guys showed out as usual, I'm sure.
I'm still tired, but it's all good.
Me too.
They wore me out. Had all my staff come down and they wore me the hell out, but it's all good.
Whatever. This is the man that claims he never sleeps. So he was all right. We call him 6:30, like, man, we want to go to this other club. He like, come on, let's go. That's C major, you know what I mean? So he's ready. Now I'm playing.
I was trying to make y'all happy by any means necessary, so it's all good.
Exactly. And I'm very happy. I had a great time.
No, that's what's up. I'm done. Anything else you want to say before we head out of here?
No, I'm good. I just enjoyed E. He's the truth. I'm looking forward to seeing him at the Velocity Magazine Awards, definitely.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to make our way out of here like we do every time, so I'm going to let you set it off.
All right, Joe. Thank you for tuning in. We had a wonderful time. See you next week. I'll be back on here on Monday, so check us out. We got now.
We don't care what got next. Peace.